This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. SeatsRUs.com.au.
Down here on Boundary Street, the 4AAA kiosk this morning on this fresh as Friday. There's a little bit of a crowd coming around now, and people are going to work. Like a normal Friday, but they're not really going to go to work, you know what I mean?
No, they're not going to work at work. They're just going to go to work. So
I hope bosses don't figure that out, that we're telling people.
I'm pretty sure that now it's on live radio, they've worked it out. But we do have David Schnack and Lee Griffin.
Ah, the Schnack and Griffo, here they are.
I was going to say in the studio, but we're not. It is great to have you guys here.
Pleasure to be back.
Lovely to be here. Thanks for having us.
Look, speaking of being at work.
I know you're lying right now because sometimes you don't like mornings, but I know you like performing.
Pretending.
So we've molded those things two together.
You tricked us.
Yeah, we're pretty good at that. Don't worry.
So we're going to give everyone a chance to come over and join us because they're not going to want to miss this for their Friday morning.
No.
It might make you late to work, but we'll write you in.
But you're not working on Fridays anyway. It doesn't matter.
How have you guys both been?
Very well, thank you. Very well.
Really well. Can you also tell our boss we'll be late for work too?
Yes, I will write you a note.
You just pass that on.
We actually thought about this, and because we've been running this on, you know, on radio for a long time, we thought about writing up some leave letters.
Yeah, our own letterhead and everything.
For you to have your part. It's like
are you
going
a doctor?
To school,
can you get
right?
those signs?
Yeah, it's like going to school and. I don't know if you did this, forge your mum's signature. Don't ever do that.
No, that would be bad.
Don't do that.
Dad's signature is way easier to
So, Lee, I hear we're going to be in-laws.
Well, look, this has just been sprung on me. Sorry. I did not know about this.
Lee and I did a gig a few weeks ago, and my cousin came along, and she's only like, what did she be, 10? 10? And we don't really know her that well. They sort of just came. It was great to see him again. But apparently she's now going to grow up to marry Lee.
Kids
are good.
Kind of sing, don't they?
So I'll let you know the date later.
Yeah, thanks.
Rock up, suit and tie.
We might get you to play the wedding or something, hey?
Yeah.
Quite a dolly for every time I've heard someone say that to Lee Griffin.
Wow. Oh, wow.
So what are you guys...
Said it myself once or twice.
Oh. What have you guys been up to musically, personally, all of the above?
Oh, goodness.
Well, personally.
not too personal.
Not too personal.
Sometimes I spill the beans too much here.
And yeah, you reckon?
Almost got...
gets a bit beany.
No, let's not do that.
Yeah, let's not do that. There's a bunch of writing going on at the moment, actually. Yeah. A bunch of writing.
His trip.
Yeah, yeah. So going to put a record out later on this year. So, yeah, that's what I'm up to, and he's going to get involved in it in some capacity, I'm sure of it.
Hopefully.
Well, let's hope so.
Yeah.
And I'm actually just trying to figure out how to book a show.
So if anyone's listening.
Yeah, if anyone wants me to play. Because I released the album last year, and we got the vinyl and stuff, and then someone's just sitting in boxes at home. I thought, I should actually get out and maybe play some shows.
Yeah,
had the vinyl arrived last time?
Well, we
talked to these guys.
You've got to change your name to the Schnack. You know, we might.
Schnack.
Oh, and Griffo.
Schnack and Griffo.
Yeah. We might be onto something. I don't know, boys. Might be your manager. Oh, no, that's Tara's job. That'll be
we might let you play a song, but we're going to let you introduce it yourselves because we know you got this covered. You don't really
Yeah, this is not your first rodeo.
Oh, yeah.
You kick back and relax over here.
All right, welcome to 98.9. My name is David Schnack. This here is Lee Griffin.
Hey, hey.
This song is called Runaway. It's about trying to, like, if you were in a circus, where do you have to run away from?
Oh, yeah.
Because we're all living in a circus. See the girl looks so peaceful spinning in the stars. Spotlight leads the way and lights the dark. It's been 5 years since she's changed her repertoire. Big top star. Once a day, twice for every weekend matinee. She wears her smile high up the stairs. Back in her trailer truck, packs it on the way. Turns to gray. How to escape the life of song. Give it.
second glance. Exchange your secret for their normal day. In her face, and she rides away, waits to be replaced. One final curtain call leaves without a trace. A coup de grace. How to escape a life of song. Second glance. Exchange her secret for their normal day. From a circus, can you run away? There she stands. The past behind no longer in demand. Now she sees everybody's drowned here firsthand. Because her normal day will never go to plan. Just quicksand. How to escape a life of song and dance. Where a thousand nights don't give a second glance. Discovered sequin is their normal day. From a circus, can you run away? From a circus, can you run away? It's a circus and you can't run away.
That was Shaq Lee Griffin here on Murray Country 98.9 FM.
Thank you.
How good.
Yes.
I like that one.
Thank you.
I like it a lot.
You gotta sing like that this early in the morning.
Yeah, it's a...
Oh, it's a struggle. Let me guarantee you
we're
that.
We're just over the back just rehearsing and...
Good Lord, a lot of cobwebs to be blown out there.
Yeah, yeah.
What's your routine for singing in the morning? Like, I know some people, like, will not drink milk or, like, they warm up, but...
Well, I'm glad you asked, Tari, because I just found out what my routine for singing in the morning is. And that is basically don't try and do it.
Oh, well.
Andrew Zouf was in a few weeks ago, and he just doesn't warm up ever.
What?
Ever. Like, will not warm up at all, ever.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
You know, I call him like the Greg Inglis of the music world because G.I. just never had to warm up.
He just went out.
He just went out there and just palmed people in the face and scored me points.
I'm a good attitude for life, really.
Yeah, yeah, just don't warm up.
Don't warm up. Just go and do it.
Just go hit it.
Just don't warm up. You don't have to
leave it all
anything.
On the stage.
Oh, that's true. Did you guys want to play another one for us?
Yeah, we can play another one.
I'm really hoping that I'm guessed right on the song you're playing.
I think you may have. I really hope we remember how to play it right.
That would be
it.
It
is early, David.
Yeah.
It is early.
This one's called Long Xiao. It's a favourite of Tariana's.
Flow with grace instead of sinking with this undertow while the world sets forth and runs to you with bleary eyes. Who will you let slip the tangled mind you hide inside? Cause your turn to crumble has arrived. Who's looking out for the surprise? Will you abandon your disguise? Will you take a long shout so the world can hear you cry? Night in. that's who they see when you pick another off the ground. But who lifts you? Who hears the bell and gets the door when it rings at night? And all we've known is known no more, 'cause your turn to trouble has arrived. Who's looking out for the surprise? Will you abandon your disguise? Will you take a long shot so the world can't be right?
We're down here on Boundary Street 4 AAA kiosk. And that was the Schnack and Griffo just ripping it up down here.
Sorry, that's all you're getting now.
That's fine. No, I'm actually fine with it.
Yeah.
We're saying that we've got to limit your visits sometimes because we're afraid you're going to take our jobs.
Mm. Nah.
No.
No chance.
Not at all.
No chance.
We couldn't possibly get up that early that often.
No. We're
still recovering from the real problem.
Oh, boys, it's always a pleasure to have you down here, honestly. And
Let me just put this to you. Four-person breakfast show.
Daniel, four-person breakfast show, you reckon? Okay. Wow.
All right, that's the end of that. Anyway, thanks very much, guys. Thanks for having us.
Wowee.
That was the most public firing we've ever
experienced. No.
I think you got to be hired and fired, don't you?
Certainly not Friendly Friday. All right, well, thank you guys so much for coming down. We really appreciate you.
Thank you for having us.
Back to you in the studio.
This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. Seatsrus.com.au.